Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Marijuana to remain Schedule 1 drug under Wyoming law. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Marijuana and THC will remain Schedule 1 controlled substances in Wyoming despite federal changes easing restrictions on medical marijuana. Wyoming Attorney General Keith Kautz announced Tuesday that he has finalized an objection preventing the state's drug classifications from automatically following the Trump administration's April decision to move certain FDA-approved and state-licensed medical marijuana products to Schedule 3 under federal law. Under Wyoming law, federal drug scheduling changes automatically take effect unless the Attorney General, who also serves as the state's Commissioner of Drugs and Controlled Substances, formally objects and holds a public hearing. Kautz did just that, arguing that any decision to remove marijuana from Wyoming's Schedule 1 list should be made by the legislature, not through the administrative rulemaking process. A public hearing was held in June with public comments split on the issue. Kautz says FDA-approved medication containing marijuana will continue to be scheduled appropriately, but marijuana and THC will remain Schedule 1 under Wyoming law unless state lawmakers decide otherwise. The decision is now final unless it is changed by the Wyoming legislature. Data center growth sparks debate over Wyoming's future. As data center development accelerates across Wyoming, state leaders continue debating how to balance economic growth with protecting the state's resources and quality of life. According to Cowboy State Daily, supporters say the industry could help diversify Wyoming's economy, create high-paying jobs, and keep more young people from leaving the state. Governor Mark Gordon has called data centers a once-in-a-generation opportunity to strengthen the economy while supporting new industries, including nuclear energy products like the BWXT Trisol fuel facility planned for construction in Gillette, Wyoming. But lawmakers and business leaders say that growth must come with safeguards. Crook County rancher and former state legislator Tyler Lindholm says concerns about electricity rates, water use, and transparency are legitimate, but believes Wyoming can support responsible development without halting investment. Lindholm says if companies promise they won't drive up electricity rates or overuse water, those commitments should be written into state law and apply to all data centers. Others, including Senator Cale Case of Lander, continue questioning whether Wyoming's tax initiatives for data centers are providing enough long-term benefit for the demands they place on infrastructure. The debate comes as several large data center projects are proposed or underway across the state, with supporters viewing them as a key part of Wyoming's economic future, while critics call for stronger protections for taxpayers, utilities, and natural resources. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.